A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That dick.
No, that's that Dick Riviera is not Europe.
Where is it?
What's I gotta Europe? Get you that atlas.
It's
that
down,
atlas.
Down if
it's
you
more,
go down.
It's more. It's not really Europe.
But isn't it the continent of Europe?
No, it's more. I guess it could be considered.
It's not Africa.
Southern Europe.
Yeah, I thought it'd be Europe.
I guess it is. But I think people, of it more, much more.
People say Europe, and then they say the Mediterranean.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I agree.
Yo, this is the reunion, Below Deck Med. The reunion was completely forgettable.
This was maybe
Lexi wasn't there, so
I think Courtney did the best thing. I would have gotten drunk.
She's
too.
Checked out.
She just got fucking blasted in this.
And of course, we have Andy Cohen, who said, "Welcome to Below Deck, the reunion of Below Deck Mediterranean."
Mediterranean.
Or Mediterranean. There's no T's.
No,
it's just Mediterranean.
He
looked puffier than normal.
Even my partner was like, Andy Cohen outlooks his age.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that much.
I never enjoy Andy on these reunions, but I don't really enjoy Watch What Happens Live. I know I sometimes feel like I'm in the minority of people who like his hosting and how he delivers things, but I don't. I think about him as a person, which I don't really like either, but I don't even think he's a good interviewer. I don't like the way he treats his guests.
He makes it about him a lot. And you never know. On like some of these reunions, he's horrible. And then sometimes he really goes in and he's great. And he offers that in some of the Southern Charm reunions, he's been offered a little bit of gay shade, which I enjoyed, calling people out on their bullshit.
But
it's an opinionated. I think you want maybe more of you want Erica Hill.
No, I don't want that.
I mean, is that what you're wanting?
What I want is someone to, when he does shade people, it's in a shaming way, and it comes across like, this is what the internet is saying.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that?
Yeah.
And it's like, what do I say with all these internet trolls?
Yeah.
Do I need to respond to this?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have a problem with that more than anything else.
Yeah.
Everything is like this weird inner game that he's playing. From what I hear on social media,
it's almost like told you so journalism.
Yeah. It's kind of like he makes them respond to tweets and things like that about them. I think that's shitty.
Well, I've said this before. I think I've said this about him before. I've said this about other people. He's a producer. So he's thinking about what he can say to get sound bites that are good production value rather than, I think, getting a good interview. You know what I mean?
I guess. But it's not even about a good interview. It's like he gets. So what do you feel like when you hear this about you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't feel good.
I don't feel good.
So what? And where do we go from that?
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't think he's great either.
I just, and I'm separating it from who he is as a person.
I do think you would have sex with him, though.
I don't know.
I think.
And I'd have sex with most people.
I think that he would get you to do an edible or pot
maybe.
A little bit. And because I think he has,
where I'd become more pliable.
I think he has an okay dick. Like, I don't think it's small. I don't think it's huge. But
I take one look in that wonky eye, and
he is freaky deaky as fuck.
I agree.
And you would get into that.
There's just something on a molecular level with him that just grosses me out. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I don't get as grossed out by him as you do. So I'd be fine.
But I know he has fans.
Yeah.
People love him.
Yeah, I don't love him or dislike him. I'm kind of neutral about him.
Yeah.
I'm just like, eh. But I agree. He's not. Yeah, I'm like,
I'm never going to be on his show.
We do it big.
Yeah. I know Ben and Ronnie have been on Watch What Crappens.
Good for them.
We ain't going to be on that show. He'll listen to one time we talk about him and he'll go, nope.
Poodle fix that.
I keep it real.
Yeah. And you keep us doing this in your living room.
And that's real.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all.
Y'all, let's talk about this
Never
reunion.
Never buying a house from this podcast.
Below the Deck trailer. Mediterranean.
Oh, I want to remind people, speaking of trailers, if you're in the Oklahoma or North Texas area this weekend, or did this reunion already air? When does this air?
Not later.
Monday.
Yeah.
Well, hope you went to Gay Pride in Ardmore. You missed it.
It's called Southern Oklahoma
Southern
Gay Pride.
Oklahoma Pride. Pride.
Southern Oklahoma Pride.
Yep.
There is a pet parade, I've heard.
I'll mention it on Winterhouse that we're going to do after this.
That's a good idea.
Which, by the way, y'all, Winterhouse. It's here.
Oh. If you're on, like, you looked at me and went, Winterhouse. And I was like, what do I have to respond?
Y'all knew show alert?
You just put two words together, and I was like, okay.
Okay.
No, we've been talking about it.
I know, but this is a free feed show, and it's people that watch Bravo. They're probably going to watch Winter. Because some 90-day people don't watch. And like, I had somebody on Instagram who said, I've missed you guys. I haven't listened to you since Summer House. Some people don't listen during 90 Day. So they might be
for this. It's a weird intersection of our audiences.
It's a weird, and it's still, that's why I want to bring it up.
In the Venn diagram of our audiences.
For you Below Deckers, Winter House is back. It's going to be
Bravoers.
Bravoers.
Bravo fans.
Whatever.
Bravo
you
heads.
You thirsty dick pigs. I think it's, just a little tease. Do you think it's going to be a good season of Winter House?
Yes. And let me tell you why. Because I'm going to anyway.
You're not?
You just said that.
I'm like, I'm waiting.
By now, I just goes, yes. And he just expects me to go longer because I'm going to. I think it's going to be an interesting dynamic just with the men who are there. Because normally, Kyle kind of holds court.
Yeah.
And he's the king of that show for a while.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have lots of conflict with these new guys.
I think Craig is totally going to...
No, I think he's going to be friend. Austin and Craig are going to be his best friends. But I'm talking about these other guys in the house.
You think the Italian's going to talk about Kyle?
No, it's going to be... And also Jason. The other women.
Yeah, I agree.
Jason is the most boring person ever.
He's quite boring.
I'm like, you're even attractive and you're boring.
He is. I think he's the most attractive. And then
come on.
And then he started talking.
More than the Italian guy?
Yes, Italian guy's too much. He's too schmaltzy for me. I'm like, I love women. I love to bring them a coffee.
I agree. But you take a look at him and you're like,
not good in bed.
What the hell?
Not good
he's
in bed.
He's so gorgeous, though.
I like a little more realism.
So realism is boring?
No. I like a little more realism to me. Like, he's too pretty. Like, what do you do with that?
Oh, I have ideas.
Anyway, it's going to be good.
I'm interested. I'm a little skeptical of, what's her name, Gabby?
She seems bored to be there already.
No, but she doesn't seem all there. Like, there's some kind of...
Maybe.
I just get a weird vibe.
It's a weird vibe, or we don't know the full energy yet because... Who's Tracy?
Oh!
It's not showed up. Lindsay's not there yet.
Oh, bring me Hub House.
Oh, Hub House is coming. Bring me Hub House. I would watch that show.
I honestly, when we first started watching Summer House, I was taken aback by her. I was by the prehistoric bird she is, squawking.
Mm-hmm.
I adore her.
I love
she
her.
She is great in every show. In every episode, she says something that I love.
I think she's a good person who has funny flaws. And
I agree.
And I love her. And I think she's great reality TV.
I enjoy her so much. And that was a journey for me.
Same. We went on, it really was Who's Tracy. Journey. I think it was Who's Tracy that really flipped us.
Who's Tracy?
One more quick little announcement, y'all. Selling Sunset's coming back. And and last time we covered a couple of the episodes, we're covering the whole thing now.
To be honest, and I will totally take responsibility for this, this was me saying this was a non-negotiable.
This,
because I loved the show so true. Much.
It was.
But I know you'll love it.
No. It was why, it was the same way. We don't make things, watch people things even they hate. Because even I made Poodle do all of Smothered, but I knew he secretly would enjoy it.
I didn't really like it, but I knew we would do good shows.
You said you missed it. You said you missed it like two or three times.
I do not miss Extreme Sisters.
Oh, I still miss that show. So I love the episodes we watch. So we're going to do the whole season. It's going to be on our $5 Patreon and Supercast tier.
Like our Netflix binges.
Yep. Yeah. So that's where it's going to be. Maybe we'll do past seasons one day, but for now, we're just going to be doing it season 5, right?
4.
If you don't want to catch up on the whole thing, you don't have to, but I will say I would definitely watch season 3.
Season 3, just
because a lot of transformation.
The Chriselle, yes. The Chriselle mess that happened.
And that fucking wedding.
That wedding. That dress.
Oh, anyway. Okay, sorry.
Peacocks at that party.
Yeah.
God, she is a fucking creation invented in a lab, Christine Quinn, and I love it.
I love her.
I think that's it. We can talk about the show now.
I think Fun Texas Choice, that's our charity this month in the Sissy Squad. No, it's not.
No.
It's
Sarah.
It's Jamie Kimball Foundation for Courage.
Because I knew a girl named Sarah Kimball. Okay. That's why.
Jamie Kimball Foundation for Courage. It's a domestic violence, really truthfully kind of a domestic DV awareness group working a lot with teenagers.
And it's DV Awareness Month.
And it's DV Awareness Month. So you can donate to that in the Sissy Squad. It's an announcement at the top of the page. That's it. Let's go.
I think that's it. Let's get into this. We were talking about this. There's not a lot to discuss.
Lexi didn't show up, y'all. We already knew that.
So,
as Andy said,
and he said she very firmly declined.
Very firmly declined.
Which means he probably called her. They were saying, he probably said, Lexi, you're not going to do the show. Why won't you do the show? And she's like, go fuck yourself, Andy Cohen.
And sent him a dead gerbil and said, stick this up your ass like the Mathis brothers.
The fact that the Mathis brothers were so famous in your town that they made up homosexual gerbil stories about them.
I want to be that famous.
People made up. Those were Richard Gere stories where
you came from. What do you think they're going to say about you?
Oh, God. I don't think I'm not famous where I came from. You are. You're like the most famous gay person who ever came out of Ardmore. Besides Oinky the Pig, the valedictorian.
I think he
identifies as bi now.
Well, yeah, exactly. He got found religion and all that. So I think you're right, actually.
I'm not a famous person. I don't think a lot of them want to claim me.
Because
I never was really very proud of where I came from.
Oh, well.
But I think, I don't know, I think I don't really represent what they think. I left when I was basically 17 and never went back after, I would visit it twice a year.
Yeah.
You have a lot more Oklahoma in you than I have, than I'm proud of South Carolina, even though I am proud of it.
Well, I think it's also my dad is very, and my brother both are very well known in the community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I think I get a little bit of that. I don't think if people knew who my dad or my brother were, I don't think they'd care as much, I'll be
people
honest.
People know who my family
I'm
is.
I'm not acting uppity about it. It's not about
but
me.
But I kind of, when someone said, you're the most, I'm like, stop right there. I'm not from here. I think I would be that person. Anyway, where are we? So, y'all, Courtney is wasted, like we said before.
Oh,
she's already wasted.
Drinking rosé. She looks great.
She does. Let's do looks.
Let's do looks.
Sandy looks like this Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome leather slash knockoff at Ross.
Very interesting. You're very close. I'm going to tell you what it is, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a hint. Space.
Mariska, I was going to say Mariska Hargitay cosplay. Yeah,
the final frontier. She looks like someone, remember the costumes on Star Trek, The Next Generation?
A little bit.
That she kind of, it's a little futuristic, but they didn't want it to be too futuristic. They wanted it to look like it was grounded in realism.
It's like when Gates McFadden, Dr. Crusher, went out for a date. Yeah. That is it. Nailed it. When Dr. Crusher dated a woman. I don't think she did. That is it. Beverly Crusher.
Tibetan Peace Bowl was meant to be for you. Got it right.
I wanted to ding something.
Yeah, that's it though. That's it. Someone posted that, you know, Mariska Hargitay celebrated 500 episodes.
They did her dirty on that picture though. Boy,
they did. SVU, and someone said, basically, somewhere Captain Sandy's right now, dude. And I think you commented, said a long edging
that's
session.
That's a long 500 episodes. That's a lot of edging.
Boy.
Every lesbian I know has a Mariska fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Hell. It's true. So her look... The guys, they're all forgettable. The only thing I'm pointing about the guys, and I saw it on his Instagram, y'all, David got a tattoo on his chest.
I noticed it. I thought he looked really good, too.
He looked hot.
I did say I like Malia better. She's always had browner hair. She went a little darker, which I like.
I like it. Makes her eyes pop.
Yeah.
She looked really good. Katie, we didn't really see. Katie, we just saw her head.
She looked okay. Her makeup has been questionable since the very beginning. She used that kind of lightness around her eyes.
Frostiness.
Yep.
It's not great.
She's a pretty girl too, but weirdly on Instagram, she always looks great.
Well, filters and things. Yeah. But yeah. Filters don't, they blend, they make your makeup look better too. Yeah. So, Courtney, I think Courtney kind of looked best.
I agree. Her
dress was on brand.
Yeah.
She was showing the show in the Cocoa.
Lloyd shaved his mustache.
He did. He looked nice. Z loved his haircut.
Yeah, it does
that
a lot
was,
for
that
him.
That was better on him. Yes, much better haircut for him. And that's it.
Right? That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. So, I also said that just seeing in the little Brady Bunch grid, when everyone would be talking, remember we did that. Captain Sandy was kind of like the older cousin sitting at the kids' table, trying to be like, oh yeah, I've done that.
At one point.
I've done that.
At one
point. I got just over a third divorce.
Third divorce. Yeah. At one point, they're all talking, and you can totally tell Captain Sandy is looking down at her phone texting. I meant to take a screenshot.
She's in the med. She's in a hotel room, and her shot is of the door where she's staying in the lock.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
And the lock?
The door lock.
Yeah.
I will say that everyone's doing stuff. Like Lloyd is...
Lloyd, they had to cut him short because they're running out of internet. Malia had to anchor. Malia
had to go put on a dress.
She had to drop anchor, y'all, and not take a shit. She was literally having to drop an anchor.
So, anyway...
We're going to do this a little... Because this was so just horrifyingly boring, to be honest. We're going to kind of talk about moments instead of saying, and then they said this, and then it just... So, Poodle, Poods, McPood, what's your... That's if you were at McDonald's.
McPood.
At McDonald's.
Poods, McPood.
And you'd be Poods, McPood.
Poods, McPood.
And you would be a...
And I would steal your fries.
You would steal... Instead of the McBurglar, you'd be the French fry burglar.
Yeah, I would steal your fucking fries. And I would be here's the scenario. I would say, you know what? I don't need any fries. And then I would eat all your fries.
Yeah.
I would be that McDonald's villain.
You would.
The one who said, "No, I'm not ordering fries, but I'm going to eat all of yours."
Yeah.
That would be my villain superpower. Yeah.
Yes. So what is your first kind of, this is like our tea bags. What's your first kind of thing that's stood out for
you? Well, we've heard about it, but I'll start now. Y'all, Malia's fucking Jake, the engineer.
Yeah she's feeding Jake.
Because he been a good dog.
With her vagina.
And I want to say, I'm sure that everyone's tried to say that, yeah, he was in the very background. Y'all, they were like making out, I guarantee you, before the end of the season. They just can't say that.
I think so too.
Yeah. They didn't just find each other and split.
And then, yeah, Captain Sandy says, what Malia does is what Malia does. It's none of my business.
And she's like, and suddenly Malia's like, hey, I'm not a lesbian.
Sorry about that, Captain Sandy.
But you can tell Malia is still a little pissed off because that we said this before, y'all. Captain Sandy was on Cameo and basically said, yeah, I think Malia's a lesbian. Completely inappropriate.
Completely inappropriate.
Oh, my God. Especially for someone like Captain Sandy, someone who knows what saying something like that can say by trying to out someone. It's ridiculous.
I mean, we've said that about people. Like, we've said that about Rodney. We try to only say that about people that, A, it's so completely obvious. Yeah. But also, it is a little different because it's our sworn duty to comment on.
We are gadflies,
but also yes, but also we don't know these people personally.
No,
she really does. So
it's so awful. I can't even imagine
any of these people personally. I wouldn't say that. It'd be like if Poodle was on Big Brother, and because he wants to be on Big Brother, and he's going to audition one day, and if he's going to end up fucking this guy. I'm not going to say on a podcast that actually I would. Yeah, I would say he did it.
Wait, in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a no showmance for me. No showmances. Also, they're not going to have another gay guy in the house.
Never stopped you before. Famous last words.
Oh, you know what? I can't even say that because I've had like a campmance or a showmance on any time where I've been gone for a while.
That's how the straight man could win it, is that you think you're going to take it all and then he ends up.
No, I'd plan it out better than that. That's the thing. Boy, it's a tough way. Sex or money? That if it's so much money, though, I'd have to throw him away.
A straight guy who looks like a Sean Cody man, and it's his first time ever being with a man.
I could buy another one later.
Good for you. Get on that show and get us out of this living room studio. Thank you.
Not a studio. It's a one bedroom.
Well, I meant studio for...
Oh, our studio.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was my first one.
And so, and Captain Sandy then followed up, said... Look, we talked about it before we came on.
We're good.
It's all water under a very, very rusty bridge. Because sometimes they have the weirdest relationship. Sometimes you feel like they somewhat like each other. But then you feel like both of them kind of want to kill the other one in their sleep.
I'll tell you what it is. Malia knows how far Captain Sandy can get her.
Yeah.
Being on the show, she's never, and also with a captain, it's complete fealty. You can't be insubordinate.
Yeah.
It's just part of the game. So I know what Malia's doing. She's going up to the line of where she can. With Captain Sandy, she would bang Malia if she had a chance. Totally. Also, though, she sees a lot of Malia. She sees a lot of her in Malia.
Yeah.
So she wants to reward that. Mm. And she is a captain. She needs to, people like that who she can trust.
Yeah.
As she says, I got to be able to trust you.
Because especially with this brown hair, she probably looks at Malia and says, Malia, you really remind me of him. I don't know, one of my favorite actors from this show. Do you know Tracy Gold? Oh. She just captivating. Had a magic about her.
Real charisma.
Real
charisma. Yeah,
did an episode about eating disorders, and it made me think she...
She has what it takes.
Has what it takes.
She's what it takes.
You remind me of her. You got grit.
So, that was basically my first one, yeah.
Okay. My kind of first one is, actually, when... They talk about Mayhew, and basically Andy recaps all the bullshit that is Mayhew and all the shit he does. But we don't need to go all over. They're all like, okay, talking about that. But something that stood out for me is when Andy said, would y'all want to work with Mayhew again?
I was shocked.
They all raised their hand. Courtney, real quick, is like, yeah, I hear. And she thought that
with the exception of Captain Sandy.
And Captain Sandy.
Look, I got to have people who who depend on. I can depend on. Got to have people who are reliable. I did offer him some constructive criticism earlier, which she said in this episode, and I almost screeched.
She did say that.
It's a term she invented.
Matthew's like, yeah, why do you want to judge? Why do you want to judge me? Why do you want to judge me on 2 days of my life? Go ahead then.
He came off like such a fucking asshole.
He's such an asshole. He is such an asshole.
He'll actually be remembered, strangely, but not mostly because of this reunion and because she was let go. People will remember him as worse than Lexi, even though Lexi did stuff that was infinitely worse.
Well, and we'll talk about that later. But yeah, she even said, Sandy said, you know, when I watched the show and I saw what Mayhew said and kind of how he behaved.
I was mortified. Yeah, isn't that, what a great position to be in that you can be able to judge after.
Well, yeah. And Mayhew's like, well, but you don't know. But even, that's one time when Andy was like, but yeah, it's hard to put words in your mouth, dude, when you were literally saying these words. And that's when Mayhew says,
Sandy's the worst captain I've ever worked for. You know, and I will say, she does not take the bait.
No, she doesn't take the bait. Also, remember, y'all, Mayhew says all the time, worst day ever, worst. So, like, this is not, this qualifier means nothing to him.
Yeah.
Is he trying to sell his own merch? Because he has this
best day ever.
This little figurine, and it looks like him, and it says best day ever. And I
noticed that too, and it made me irrationally angry.
If I cared enough about him, I would actually Google it to see if he's selling merch.
He can't have fans, right?
But then I don't want to waste my energy.
He can't. I always say that, and someone always shows me a fan page of someone who is just like completely deplorable.
Somebody would hate fuck watch his OnlyFans.
I guess.
Or maybe he's like cooking food and then fucking a banana meringue.
That's an image.
So even Courtney says, she's like, Mayhew, that's too far. It's too far.
But since Sandy says, you can be great at your job, but you need, but personality is everything. I agree with her. I've said that before. Sometimes I'm going to cast a show or if I'm looking to work with people, give me someone who, rule number one is don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
And I will easily choose the person who I think may be slightly less talented or not as good for the role if the person who's best for the role is an asshole. Yeah. Any day.
Is that what you do with your hookups? Personality? Doesn't matter how big their dick is. Or look, it's their personality.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do that. I don't care what your personality is like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't think there's a lot of personality in dick pig for now. There's not a lot of...
How'd you know my screen name? I used to use it on that Yahoo chat room.
I'm so glad you're not on the apps and single anymore, because I don't think I could live in a world where we both were. You might find me accidentally one time.
Don't worry. I'm locked down. It's never happening. Speaking of lockdown, y'all, get yourself a little refill of your rosé, and we'll be right back after the break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
We're back. This is next is where Andy basically says, so let's talk about Lexi, who's not even here. What did you, why bother?
Well, you have to mention her because she,
I get it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, I actually think they could have, they handled this okay. It could have turned into a 10-minute conversation about how horrible she was.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was.
My issue is not that I think she should be here to defend herself, but it feels a little bit, to read social media about her when she's not there and to say what Lexi has said on social media feels really small and lame.
Oh, see, I feel like it needs, I feel like just, again, he is thinking like a producer. So he wants to protect the brand and he wants to protect his company and all. And I think it's all like he wants to put out there kind of what his final word is on this.
Exactly. And that's why it feels fake.
So, yeah, it feels fake. I mean, I think the things that they did bring up, she did say, I guess, even more stuff about Z, like, to clear that.
But nothing, the thing is, don't just throw little tidbits out there.
I agree. How do you, so I'm interested, how would you think they should have handled the Lexi thing?
Here's what, I think you can do one, you can talk about it, mm-hmm. and you can say, and Andy Cohen could have taken it, said, this was said, we looked at the tape, this was said, mm-hmm. this was said to, this is why, and Captain Sandy could have said, later on when I saw this, she actually said that this. And if I'd seen this, he could have just thrown it to Captain Sandy and said, now that you saw everything that Lexi did, what would you have done the first time?
Well, he did say that.
That, but I'm saying it was diffused with, what about when Lexi did this? What do you think about when, but she's not here to defend herself. It was all stupid.
Well, it's just, they want to show clips and things
and
like that.
And then why do we want to talk about Matthew and her even fighting if one person's not even there?
Well, Matthew shut it down. He said, I don't really want to talk about somebody that's not here.
And I thought that was, I'm not going to give him credibility for anything. That was the best thing he said all night. That was the smartest thing he said in this discussion.
I do think that there was this, a lot of talk about, that I just thought was interesting of, you know, Sandy, if someone says, you know, if it was bad, like you can't fire someone off of just bad. And I'm like, you telling me that as a captain, you never asked specific inquiring questions of what was, that's the first thing I would have done as someone who's in any type of leadership. When you say bad, what do you mean? What was said? Walk me through what happened.
The thing is, production knew, they could have told at any time. If they knew that someone had said really terrible racist things that could get out to disparage some type of brand, we assume that Andy has seen them.
Well, yeah, well, yes, I'm sure, because they saw it before they edited. And Katie even said, like, she said she pulled
her... What did you just do?
I breathed, and I kind of choked. Katie said that she pulled her aside. And this is the part I actually like, where, because we talked about it, if she's grieving right now, she doesn't need to be here, and yada, yada. And Katie even pulled her aside and said that, like, if you're grieving like this, this is not the right environment for you. But she kind of plowed on, and then Katie even says that the crew almost stepped in with the
production.
The production with her and Z because of her being so racist towards
that's
him.
That's what I'm going to say. With the way 2021 has been with anti-racism and let's bring this stuff out to the light, they had an option here, and they chose not to take it.
It probably, maybe because it feels like...
But I'm saying the fact that she's not there is the problem. Don't go halfway.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why this made me angry.
I didn't mind when... The Andy stuff I didn't love. I didn't mind when Katie and Malia, they were talking about their experience of, we think she got a good edit, actually. We think that the worst stuff you didn't see on camera.
And
because that's their experience.
And we go... Tell us the worst stuff.
Yes, we
it's
want them to
ridiculous.
Tell us.
Ridiculous.
But they, yeah, but they're not going to do it.
But I'm saying the reunion, the point of a reunion, I don't have to tell you this. The point of a reunion is not to recap everything
it's
that
to
happened.
Reveal more comes to
thank
light.
You.
Yeah, that's what we said. That's the difference between a great reunion and a...
And this was less of that. Less came to light
that's
than we would have wanted.
I enjoyed the little bit Katie said of, I talked to her about this, nothing came about it.
No, this was a disaster, this segment. I would have rather them not have talked about Lexi at all.
Well, they would have to.
They could have said at the beginning.
Lexi's not here and we're going to not go talk about it.
Yeah. At the beginning, Andy could have said, yeah, she said some pretty nasty stuff on social media about us and our blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to dignify. We're talking about her since she's not here.
And then we would have really fallen asleep because nothing would have happened.
Maybe. That's true.
I'm
just saying this is the worst option. This is the inch and a half penis going in. And you'd almost
not
wish
familiar.
there was nothing.
Don't know what you mean.
Oh, come on. You must have had a
block
inch
those
and a half.
Out. I blocked them out.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, or this is like having a couple Triscuits for dinner. It's just nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Anyway, I was...
Maybe they have cottage cheese on them.
Not even that.
The rosemary and olive ones are nice.
Not even that. These are plain. And you get two.
Salt and garlic pepper.
So, that's... I just wanted to say that about this. This is just... This was poor producing.
So, and that's where Z says that I guess this was said on social media again, that he doesn't want to be white and that he doesn't support black people.
And this is all secondhand. I'm not saying she didn't say it.
Yeah.
But they didn't even produce the tweet. They didn't even
show the tweet.
No.
Yeah.
So it all feels secondhand and flimsy.
Yeah.
I'm sure she said terrible things.
Yeah.
Indict her on television.
Katie Couric this shit and just tell us everything.
That's what I'm saying. This was, we kind of want to throw shade at her, but we kind of don't want to get involved in legal trouble. So we're going to stay here in this moral judgment zone.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of it. And this is the shit that makes me angry on Bravo stuff.
Oh yeah.
This is how far they go. And
they always let people get away with shit.
Yeah.
I know people talk about people on TLC, and I'm like, the shit that happens on TLC is nothing compared to the shit Bravo people get away with.
But it's like, this was the villain of the season. Yeah, she's not here, but are we going to hold back so much? Are we? It felt so disingenuous.
I agree.
I don't know. I'd love to hear what you guys thought about this. I just thought it was one of the biggest travesties of this reunion.
Could have done it a lot better way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, my next thing.
I wish Courtney just would have said, let me tell you what really happened. And then just put a rosé glass down and spilled out everything.
I don't have a ton more to say. My next thing is Lloyd has to leave.
Yep.
Probably because he's bored.
Lloyd's got a significant other.
I know.
We don't know,
I'm so
but he's
happy.
Got a boyfriend, a girlfriend,
a girlfriend,
a person friend coming to see him.
Now, my thought was that Bravo only paid for 30 minutes of Wi-Fi on this ship.
Maybe.
Because of where he was.
Maybe he was going to a foreign, an outside of the internet area. I guess it's hard to get internet if you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
That's true. Malia
Maybe
did
not.
It.
Not.
Anyway.
Our forces can get it.
Y'all come at us how you do internet on the ocean.
How do you do internet on the ocean?
In the middle of that.
You know
this
what?
This is probably a stupid thing that we're going to
do.
What?
HughesNet. That's satellite. They get their HughesNet internet. Satellite internet.
Maybe it's a big tower on the ship. This is something we know nothing about, and we don't even deserve to talk about it.
No, we're just speculating. I'm telling you.
Speculating?
HughesNet.
That should be what the podcast is called. Just speculating.
Just speculate. Work for my grandpa out in the country at this farm.
That's all that was mine about Lloyd. I love Lloyd. Lloyd will, I think, go down in one of my memory books as some of my favorite crew members.
Okay.
I loved Lloyd.
I liked him too.
Yeah.
The only thing I have is...
I have a couple more things.
They talk about splits. So if you want to talk about something before that...
I want to talk a little bit about the Malia and Sandy. We talked about it a little bit. But and this is Andy trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. It's like, you talked about trust issues. Are there still trust issues at work?
Yeah.
And Malia is basically saying, you know, I didn't know it was bad. We hadn't seen Captain Sandy in a while. I didn't talk about Dave, and I didn't want to throw my crew member on a bus. And Captain Sandy's just kind of sitting there, kind of taking it in. And I'm almost thinking nice things about her at this point.
Captain Sandy?
Yeah. And then she opens her mouth, and then it's fine. You're an excellent bosun, period.
Period.
Because I expect more out of you, Malia.
Expect more out of you.
Yep.
You know why? Because practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Practice makes permanent. That's what I say.
That's what I say.
I came up with that. Write that down.
Write that down.
That's
why I don't think she was listening. She was on her phone. It wasn't that she was on a ship. She is writing notes to her editor for her lead her ship tour.
Wow.
I can't believe still she actually named it that.
I told you the first time I saw that, I thought it was a joke that one of our listeners had put together for me.
No. It's actually called, I just want to write because I don't think some people get it. It's called Lead Her Ship.
As in lead, HERSHIP. Makes me want to take all my plates in my cabinet and break them.
I kind of want to, on a surprise trip, make you think we're going on a vacation.
No, we're not going there.
We're going to a vacation, and then we just show up
I'll
there.
I'll stab you in the eye.
I'll buy you free booze, and we'll stay for an hour.
No, even that. I would be a disturbance.
A meet and greet afterwards where we get to meet her, and you can take your picture with her?
That I would almost do. Just because they'd be like this. I'd be smiling like, yo, check this shit out. Look at who I'm next to. If this bitch even knew what I'd said about her.
Oh, boy.
And the thing is, you know, Captain Sandy's not one of those people who, quote, has a sense of humor about herself.
No, not at all.
Zero. It's like when they said, when Malia's like, yeah, I'm not a lesbian, and Captain Sandy went, that's funny.
That's
funny. you can tell it's funny because I'm laughing.
She said, y'all, Captain Sandy is that person that says, oh, that's funny. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
You guys, if somebody looks at you and says, that's a good one.
She has she has almost like a negative sense of humor. Not like negative as in negative or positive. Like, like there's a sense of humor that's above zero, and hers is like under, like under. A negative number.
Yeah.
She's unfunny.
Yeah.
That's why I can only imagine dinner with Captain Sandy is just interminable.
Oh, yes.
Just terrible. She's not even a good storyteller, I bet.
No.
Yeah. I don't know why she's still on television.
Well, maybe she won't be on the next season of Below Deck Mid.
Let's hope not. Anyway, what was your last
one?
Maybe
they need a gay captain, like a gay male captain.
I was going to say, Captain Sandy is gay.
No, but I mean like
she's a lesbian.
Do they have any, like, I just want a really just bitchy gay captain.
You want like Gavin McLeod from the Love Boat?
Yes. Yes.
You want a, hello, I'm Captain Steuben. You want that.
We do. My last little note is about Split, which...
Split!
It's bad producing in the way, y'all...
Oh, this is another thing of bad... This is infuriating!
How did the last episode end?
What happens in Split stays in Split. It's like sex parties.
We never found out what happened in Splits.
Matthew Split! Said, there is no S!
Whatever. You know what? I'm used to doing at my Cubicle Warrior job when we put in things in the checks in QuickBooks. It's called the Splits. Come at me if you're if you just went, oh my God, Maddie's talking about the Splits in QuickBooks. Yeah, well, that's you know what? That was still more interesting than this episode.
True.
So they're in they're in Split, and Mayhew says they saw each other naked. And by now, y'all, Courtney is fucking drunker
than
Cooter Brown.
She can't hold her head up.
She's like, yeah, yeah, Mayhew. Katie boy, funny floor, caca. We saw you. I saw some tits. I'm gonna leave.
She did almost get up.
That's all I have.
That's the show.
Do you have anything else?
No, I have one little. I have one little thing that I wrote down verbatim that Captain Sandy said.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll end on it. But y'all. I think we appreciate y'all jumping in. We're going to be jumping into Below Deck.
Below Deck OG, season 9.
So, again, they're doing what fucking TLC did to us. You know, this comes out a week prior than it airs on Peacock. Oh, you don't
it
know
doesn't,
this yet.
Doesn't.
You don't know this yet. Did you not see it on the Below Deck ads? So what they're going to do is the show is going to air, and then it comes out on Peacock the day after.
Who cares?
For Below Deck.
Who gives a fuck?
So we're not going to be able to watch it early.
That I knew. I told you that like 4 days ago.
I wasn't listening.
You're acting like you're trying to break it to me.
I wasn't good. I was worried about you being pissed because
I
couldn't watch it early.
I literally had this conversation with you 4 days ago. Maybe you just checked out.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. No wonder you were very angry.
We both should work on listening to one another.
Yeah, we always have to include me in that. You got a rat in your pocket?
At how many times I've told you something when I'm trying to tell you something and then I hear brruh, brruh.
You know, I listen. I know what's necessary.
Yeah.
About 40% of what you say is just recipes that your grandma Hazel made and talking about the tire plant.
Hey, I agree. I have 5-hour work week. You're 80-20. That's it. That's what I'm doing. So, y'all, you can go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can get all of our show information. You can get our lives. You want to come see us talk about shit live? Go to our Linktree link.
I think that's the worst discussion of us talk about shit live.
Talk about some reality
shit live. This is a performance.
Oh, God.
We're not going to dance.
You can't take your clothes off. I get worried when you say performance. It usually means...
I'm not going to do that.
All right, good.
I'm going to fight every impulse I have to do it.
Okay.
I've been lately on Cameos trying to take my shirt off. I almost showed my nipple to someone on a Cameo the other day, and I realized that's not what they're asking
that's
for.
That's not what anyone's asking for. No one wants that.
I know, and I did not.
You
know, I did not do it.
I'm not going to be rude. Some people want that, but those some people you meet on a different app.
That's true.
So save it for that.
I have been showing my shoulders lately. Haven't had any complaints about those.
So if y'all are glutton for punishment, come at Poodle on Cameo. Me too. You
normally
can find us both.
The daytime Cameos are fine. as we get into the nighttime, things get a little hectic.
After you've had a couple of vodkas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets hectic. Mm-hmm.
Gets a little edgy.
Y'all, if you enjoyed us talking about Below Deck and you are excited that we're talking about Winterhouse, which and all of that good shit, please go to Apple Podcasts.
Leave us a review.
A 5-star review. Nothing makes Poodle happier.
I love it. Well, I mean, a big dick.
But a big dick goes away. A 5-star review stays
That's
forever.
That's true. That's forever.
It's forever.
And I can read it after I get pummeled.
You read it over and over and over, but eventually you're going to get tired of that 8-inch dick.
I know.
Because once you have 8 inches for 4 months, then suddenly
it's never enough.
You want 9.
What's that song? Some of the greatest showman. Never enough.
Never seen it.
Oh, God.
You told me it was bad. Why would I go see it? Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for joining us. We appreciate it. And I think it's nothing better than let's end this season with some final thoughts. We have some guests right now, y'all. We didn't think this was going to happen, but she's got a break in her schedule right now between a golf tournament in Palm Springs and the beginning of the Lead Her Ship tour. We've got Captain Sandy Francophone. What's her last name?
Yawn.
What is it really?
Yawn.
No, she's boring, but yeah. Wait.
Yawn. Captain Sandy Yawn.
Like Y-A-W-N?
Yes.
Boy, that's apropos.
We've been doing this show for a whole season and you didn't know her name?
Sandy Yawn.
Yes.
That means her family lineage is boring.
Yes.
Anyway, y'all, on that, we have DJ Yawn with some final thoughts.
What is that? You know, it's been a season. I think we can all agree it's been a season we'll never forget here at Below Deck Med. And I just want to say we made it through COVID. No one got sick. No one got hurt. Well, a little bit. But I did hurt emotionally for Lexi. Sorry, I'm listening to those two women singing in harmony and it's doing something to me. My nipples are hard. And imagine me throwing glow sticks around. Y'all, come see my Lead Her Ship tour. Got a great lineup of music for my DJ set. Things like remixes of Janis Ian. Any types of things from the L Word. And also a special performance by the Northampton Five. A ska group. All women. Ska group from Northampton, Massachusetts. A lot of ladies who love ladies there. And anyway, I will say we did our best. That's Sarah McLachlan, I just realized. And it's making me vaguely sexual at this point. Oh my. Oh, I'm feeling flushed. So with that, I'm gonna leave you and say, till next time. Steer your ship well, my friends. Steer your ship well. And remember, teamwork makes the dream continue. Captain Sandy out. Gonk, gonk.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.